high was set October 24th of 1953 at 83, record low 15 in 1960. Last year's high was 79 and the low 57. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 6 this evening. Sunrise time, 7:27, coming up for the morning. And also, it looks like the air is calm right now. Barometer up just a bit at 30.09. No precipitation today. Our midnight reading was 47. The bottom fell out overnight. Right now, it is 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center, it is 6 o'clock. ABC News is sponsored by Scott's Industries. You can enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With 64% of the membership voting no, striking machinists at Boeing rejected the company's latest contract offer.
The vote by the 33,000 workers came the same day the embattled company reported a quarterly loss of more than $6 billion. Boeing's new offer included enhanced health and retirement benefits and a 35% pay raise. But workers say not enough. And the company did not offer to restore workers' pension plans.
ABC's Andrea Fagee. McDonald's and federal public health officials still trying to determine the source of E. coli that sickened 49 people in 10 states and spurred the company to pull its quarter pounder in those states. The sliced onions on the sandwich suspected. At a town hall-style event on CNN in Philadelphia, Vice President Harris said yes when asked if former President Trump was a fascist, as opined by former Chief of Staff John Kelly. Trump called Kelly a lowlife on his social media. This is ABC News. Turkey's Air Force hit Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria, apparent retaliation for an attack at a key state-run defense contractor that killed 5 people and wounded and injured more than 20 others. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Our prayers are with all of those affected and their families, and of course also the people of Turkey at this very difficult time. Now, Turkish authorities, as they said, are investigating this as a possible terrorist attack. And while we don't yet know the motive or who is exactly behind it, we strongly condemn this act of violence.
Brazilian artist Mondano is presenting a massive street mural in Sao Paulo targeting agriculture giant Cargill. Cargill is heavily into soybean production, and soy farming is one of the biggest drivers of deforestation in the Amazon. The mural is almost 100 feet tall and almost 160 feet wide, using ash from wildfires and mud from floods to highlight extreme weather events wreaking devastation across Brazil. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Damian Lillard scored 30 points, Giannis Antetokounmpo added 25, and the Bucks defeated the 76ers 124-109 in the season opener for both teams. Elsewhere, yesterday in the NBA, Indiana 115, Detroit 109, Cleveland 136, Toronto 106, Orlando over Miami 116-97, Atlanta 120, Brooklyn 116, New Orleans beat the Bulls 123-111, Charlotte 110, Houston 105, Memphis over Utah 126-124, and Golden State beat Portland 139-104. It was an overtime win for Phoenix over the LA Clippers 116-113. From the NHL, Washington 6-3 over Philadelphia. And the new weekend of the NFL begins this weekend. and Minnesota at the LA Rams going on tonight. And Syracuse plays at Pittsburgh, and that'll be in the only ranked college football meeting going on this evening. That's an update on sports today, courtesy of the Richland Hospital.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
Today's high temperature is 66, some early sunshine moving in, and then it looks like a cloudy night tonight, a 90% chance of rain by late evening, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, up to a half inch of rain possible, and a low of 45 tonight, and a high of 61 on Friday. Currently in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 26 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today in southwest Wisconsin. It's a frost scraping morning here in southwest Wisconsin.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end. Like two heroes in a story. Let's go out like we came in a blaze of glory.
Here we are. We thought our love would never end, but we fell hard when we got started. We're falling out like we fell in.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end. Like two heroes story. Let's go out like we came in a blaze of glory.
Let's don't lie and hurt each other. That would be our worst mistake.
Once again, let's act like lovers. One more time for old time's sake. Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end. Like two heroes in a story. Let's go out like we came in a blaze of glory. Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end. Like two heroes in a story. Let's go out like we came in. In a blaze of glory.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know. You're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room,
something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless, staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless, you already know that you're my weakness. After all this time I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. Watching you is all that I can do. Oh, I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. I'm speechless. Oh, you know it, babe.
Dan and Shay and Speechless, something I rarely am. In this business, you really can't be. But anyway, we're coming up toward farm news and updates on our sports schedule as well. We'll have high school volleyball on the air tonight from Richland Center High School. The Hornets play host to Luther in second round or regional semifinal action. The Hornets had a first round bye. So details a little bit later on about that as well. We're heading toward football playoffs as well on Friday night. And it sounds like it's going to be pretty good weather. It'll be down in the 30s. But for this time of year, that's about what you expect, I guess.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under the I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for love all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, I was looking for you.
Chris Young on WRCO Radio and looking for you. 26 degrees here at the WRCO studios. It's a frosty one out there. I have to keep cleaning the garage so I can at least get more than the front wheels of the Vibe in the garage because it can be that time of year. I always put it off thinking, we have time. But when you get up that early, I don't like to scrape frost, And this morning, luckily, I had thrown the blanket on there. I was proactive, but got to get working on that. June's been telling me that since July, but we'll get to it. Anyway, here's Tim McGraw.
She said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is 26 degrees in Richland Center. We are headed out and about today for some great outdoor activities, some notes on today, and we're getting ready for some Halloween events. Pumpkin Fest well underway in Richland Center. They're accepting pumpkins. In fact, it opened up last night here in the city of Richland Center. That goes through Sunday. Another thing worth checking out here in our fair area coming up this weekend. This is Diamond Rio.
Wish I had a car. Talk Martina Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with a puppy on a string, looking so cute, maybe sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you'll see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
country and community, WRCO, as we say good morning on a Thursday morning, October 24th.
Hi, this is Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm not here to attack anyone. Instead, I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've accomplished for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. A daytime high today will be at 66. Looks like some early sunshine, maybe some much-needed rain on the way tonight. That looks like maybe a half inch or so possible by late tonight. Right now, it is 26 degrees.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
I'm Phil Nee with the news. Nearly 100,000 people cast early ballots on the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reported 97,436 in-person absentee ballots cast on Tuesday, with long lines in Madison and Milwaukee. That compares to 79,774 ballots cast the first day of in-person absentee voting 4 years ago. That heavy turnout slowed down the WIS vote system. And Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs posted that the commission worked with the State Department of Enterprise Technology to create more computer server space. State Republican and Democratic Party officials have encouraged early voting, and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz joined former President Barack Obama at a Madison rally on Tuesday to urge supporters of Vice President Kamala Harris to cast their ballots early. The Trump campaign says it will be J.D. Vance back in Racine. That will be on Monday. He's expected to criticize Vice President Kamala Harris on economic issues while touting former President Donald Trump's plan for the economy. Vance was in Waukesha just last weekend, and his Racine visit will come just days after Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will be in Racine. The stop marks Vance's sixth trip to Wisconsin. A human case of West Nile virus in western Wisconsin. Public health officials say the case was confirmed in Eau Claire County. It's the county's only case so far this year and will likely remain the only one as mosquito season winds down. West Nile is transmitted by mosquito bites and can be dangerous to people with weakened immune systems or other complications. A rapper led students to the polls at UW-Madison. Video posted to social media on Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democratic Party showed UW-Madison alum Young Gravy leading a parade of students to an early voting site. Gravy, also known as Matthew Hoari, will be the lead of the voters. He graduated from UW-Madison in 2017. He had just finished a concert for students as a part of a tour of colleges around the state, encouraging students to vote. Wildfire danger around Wisconsin is high to very high. Catherine Cooley is the DNR's wildfire prevention specialist. She notes many people are preparing their properties for the upcoming deer season.
So we're seeing an uptick in the number of equipment fires right now. Folks are operating, you know, chainsaws and UTVs and using lawnmowers, and these are causing some sparks or these hot exhaust systems.
There are steps people can take to lessen the risks.
We typically have lesser winds and higher humidity in the morning or late in the evening. So, you know, if you could try to avoid operating equipment in the peak of that fire day, so kind of that 1 to 4 o'clock is really when we really see the winds really gusting and that humidity kind of bottom out. You know, have a fire extinguisher handy or water source.
For the most current fire danger situation, you can search WizBurn on the DNR homepage. Attorney General Josh Call says take-back events are happening all across the state Saturday. It will be Drug Take-Back Day. He says they're a convenient way for Wisconsinites to safely dispose of unused and unwanted medications and help keep communities safe. Call says it's also important that medications are not flushed, as water reclamation facilities aren't able to filter out all the medications and they can go into the water supply. Visit the Department of Health Services website at dhs.wisconsin.gov for more information and locations. Also today, the Riverdale FFA will be hosting a haunted walk at the school farm. That's coming up from 6:30 until 9 tonight. Enter and park through the test plot entrance. Free will donations will be accepted. Those attending are to wear closed-toed shoes. The deadline is approaching to fill the vacancy in Supervisory District Number 6 of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Those at least 18 years of age interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district can submit a letter of consideration to the county clerk by 4:30 Friday. The letter should contain your name and address and a brief statement of qualifications to serve on the county board. Submissions may be mailed to the Richland County Clerk, Post Office Box 310, Richland Center, Wisconsin 53581, or emailed to derek.kalish@co.richland.wi.us. The vacancy will be filled from the list of applicants at the county board meeting Tuesday, November 19th at 7 o'clock. UW President Jay Rothman toured UW La Crosse this week to hear feedback on campus needs and priorities. Rothman said the number one thing that he's heard from all UW schools is about funding from the state legislature. UW is asking for $850 million out of the state surplus funds to help balance budgets across the state. Multiple branch campuses have been closed and dozens of employees have been laid off as universities grapple with rising costs. For UWL, one priority is funding the Prairie Springs Science Center. And there were two Fonzies in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Actor Henry Winkler, best known for his role as Arthur Fonzarelli on Happy Days, was in Milwaukee for a book tour. I just had to make a stop at the statue erected in his honor. The bronze Fonz has been on the Riverwalk in Milwaukee since 2008 and is a beloved local fixture and frequent selfie spot. Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. Some early sunshine today, then clouds will move in. A high of 66, 45 tonight with a strong chance of rain by late evening, maybe a few rumbles of thunder and potentially up to a half inch of rain. 45 tonight, 61 for tomorrow. Currently in Richland Center, it is 26 degrees.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at round two of volleyball, the schedule for tonight. Details on a Bucks opening win as well in just a moment.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteaders Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Round two of the WIAA volleyball playoffs will be held this evening. And around the area, Ithaca will host North Crawford in Division 5 action. Wanewoc Center will be at Weston, DeSoto at Royal, and Wazika Steuben will be at Highland in Division 5. Matches include Potosi at Belmont and Pecatonica against Argyle as well. And moving to Division 4, where New Lisbon will be at Tri-County, Wisconsin Heights at Mineral Point, Fenimore at Cashton, and Kickapoo at Brookwood. Southwestern travels to Hillsboro as well. In Division 3, Richland Center gets its first taste of the tournament after a first-round bye. They will host Luther tonight. Luther defeated Prairie du Chien on Tuesday evening. Darlington plays at Aquinas. It will be Dodgeville hosting River Valley and Viroqua at Cuba City. Also in Division 2, Round 2, it's Platteville at Lodi, Wisconsin Dells at Edgewood. West Salem hosts Reedsburg and Portage at Mount Horeb. WIAA boys soccer action tonight. Richland Center and River Valley will meet. 7 o'clock start time at River Valley High School's pitch this evening for the right to play in the next round against either Columbus or St. John's Northwestern Academy. Also, University Lake School is taking on Lodi. Wisconsinites Barneveld is playing at Central Wisconsin Christian, and Mauston is at Lake Country Lutheran. In Division 3 soccer tonight, Wisconsin Dells will be hosting Dodgeville Mineral Point. That is a 4 o'clock start time today. Delavendarian at Mount Horeb, McFarland hosts Monroe, and West Salem is at Platteville Lancaster. Damian Lillard scored 30 points last night, and Giannis Antetokounmpo added 25. Milwaukee got it going the first game of the season with a victory in Philadelphia. Philadelphia was missing a couple of players going into the game. Lillard scored 15 in the third quarter and finished with 6 three-pointers, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. Giannis shot 8 for 11 from the floor and had a game-high 14 rebounds as Milwaukee got double-figure scoring from 6 players. Torian Prince and Bobby Portis each scored 16 points. Prince was great, according to his coach.
Just great. And, you know, it's funny, started out slow. When he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in.
Robert Saleh will be consulting for the Packers in a fluid role that involves providing the defensive perspective to the team's offense, according to Packer head coach Matt LaFleur. Saleh was at practice Wednesday as the team gears up for their Sunday tilt with the Jacksonville Jaguars. LaFleur says Saleh won't be helping out with the team's defense, and he has complete trust in defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. Saleh spent 4 seasons as the 49ers defensive coordinator and the last 4 seasons with the Jets as head coach. 5 times in the last 6 seasons, Saleh's defense was ranked in the top 10 for yards allowed. The new NFL weekend begins this evening. Minnesota plays at the LA Rams. Devontae Wyatt practiced Wednesday for the first time since injuring his ankle in Week 4. Before getting hurt, he led the team with 3 sacks and 5 quarterback hits. Returning to the practice field opens with a possibility for Wyatt to play when the Packers take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. And the preseason USA Today Sports Coaches Poll was released Wednesday in advance of the new basketball season, and the Wisconsin Badgers begin in the receiving votes section. The top 5 teams opening up the campaign are number 1 Kansas, number 2 Alabama, number 3 UConn, number 4 Houston, and number 5 Duke. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. You're only as old as you feel. may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin' up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a cattle low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. Till the day he died, took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
John Denver this morning. I'm not in trouble. No, but I figure if I play a little more John Denver these days, maybe she'll let me turn on the furnace. I don't know.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, game we all play, but you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put
way you want to go. And money or love or all the above, have a little more than what you show. When life deals out a surprise, have a few surprises of your own. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole. You've got to have an ace in the hole. A little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play. But you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right. Put it all on the line for just one roll. You've got to have an ace in the hole.
WRCO wants to thank our wonderful sponsors for supporting the Ithaca School Fair. A big shout out to Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Schultz Mortgage Team, Total Tech, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppe Grain Service, Meyer Oil and LP, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
My name is Mick Hipsch. I am a lifelong resident of the Ithaca School District and a former school board member. My wife Carly and I have three sons who have all attended Ithaca. My father, along with my four siblings, are also proud Ithaca graduates. There is a very important referendum coming up in November. District residents are being asked to approve spending to exceed the current revenue cap. If not approved, the district may be forced to close its doors. I feel very strongly that voting yes on this referendum is the correct choice. As a small school, the opportunities that Ithaca is presenting its students is impressive. Our youth apprenticeship participation percentage is the highest in the state of Wisconsin. We are preparing our students for their future careers. Several Ithaca students have received state and national awards in the FFA program. My favorite part of our school is the sense of community. Whether it be support for our sports teams, we have always had the biggest crowd at state baseball, or the support our students receive at all their extracurricular activities. I again encourage you to vote yes in November. It is a vote for the future of this wonderful community.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We're up one from the overnight low. It's currently 26 degrees in Richland Center. It's time for another WRCO History Moment, looking back on 75 years of broadcasting. Sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. Many memorable sporting events have been heard on the radio station over the years, including one of the greatest baseball games of all time.
And no strikes to count on Joe Adcock. The winning run on second base in the last half of the 13th inning. Into the stretch. Here is the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball driven deep into right center field, going back towards the wall. Back. And it's a home run for Joe Adcock, and the ball game is over. Joe Adcock is going back around the bases. Evidently, Aaron missed third base. Aaron went back to tag third. He comes across the plate now. Here comes Joe Adcock from second base. He went back and tagged the bases. And that's it, a tremendous home run by Joe Adcock over the right center field wall. And it breaks up one of the greatest pitching performances, if not the greatest, in the history of baseball. As Harvey Haddix, for 12 innings, was perfect, facing only 36 batters. And he is beaten on just one hit.
This WRCO History Moment has been sponsored by longtime sponsors Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. Always good to hear a little Earl Gillespie early in the morning. 7 o'clock update is next. Here is Jerry Reed.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
got their ears